Frank will be out here under a tree, I'm sure, for a while. And if you want to get your shoe shined, why, see Frank. See his boss, Mr. Capel. Joan Morgan fell ill and could not come. And we were so sorry because it would have been her first time to take part on the Florida Folk Festival program. Filling in for Joni is Clay Jones from Gainesville. And his wife, Patrice.
Good afternoon. We're going to do a few tunes here. We're going to start out with one of our favorite old Carter family tunes on the auto harp. It's called Hello Stranger. Loving hand in mine, you are a stranger and you're a pal of mine. Get up, rounder, let a working man lay down. Get up, rounder, let a working man lay down. You are a rounder and you're all out and down. And 4th Street car every time. I ride the 6th and 4th Street car. I see my baby, she's peeping through the bars. She bowed her head and she waved both hands at me. She bowed her head and she waved both hands at me. I'm prison bound and I'm longing to be free. Like a willow, mourning like a dove, weeping like a willow. I'm mourning like a dove. There's a gal up the country that I really love. Oh, I'll see you when your troubles is like mine. I'll see you when your troubles is like mine. Oh, I'll see you when you haven't got a dime. Loving hand in mine, hello stranger. Put your loving hand in mine. You are a stranger, and you're a pal of mine.
So we'll kind of turn it down here.
Thank you all very much. We're going to do a... We're going to do an old-time fiddle tune. We're going to play an old-time fiddle tune. This is an Irish tune called Paddy on the Turnpike. Thank you very much. Thank you. We got time. Let's do one. Let's do a sailing lady. We've got time for one more tune. We're going to do a tune that's in a fiddle tune that's in a minor key. We learned not too long ago, and it's very quickly become just about our favorite picking tune. We'd like to share that with you. It's a tune called Sailing Ladies. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Clay and Patrice, for filling in for Joan Morgan. Now, coming down from Dungannon, Virginia, came an amazing young man who plays the hammered dulcimer, John McCutcheon.
I'll just haul it over there when I talk. Thank you.
Well, I want to tell you, being this is the last time they're going to... Then I'm going to force my way through that little door back there and come out and take over a microphone for 10 minutes. What a wonderful time I've had. I've never been south of Atlanta, Georgia before. And I thought once you got down here, all you had was swamps and hurricanes. But I've had an awful good time down here, and I hope I can see you again next year, maybe. Well, I'd like to... Last night, we had a real good time here. Those of you who were foolish enough to sit out there in the rain, listen to those of the few of us who were allowed to stay dry. But we did some good singing, so I'd like to maybe do a couple songs that we can all join in on. This first one is one that I learned from a friend of mine named Joel Eckhouse. We always called him V. Vermont Eckhouse because he was such a good songwriter. He did all sorts of crazy parodies on songs. And he says he found this up in New Hampshire, and it calls for a little bit of explanation about historical plumbing. You see, before they had indoor plumbing with metal fixtures and everything up around, the rich folks up in New Hampshire would had hickory pipes, and the way they'd auger them out was with this big double-handled tool called a pod auger. And this is a song that he taught me called In Old Pod Auger Times. And that's the part you all can sing with. And it goes, in old pot auger times. And you sing it in the most pitiful voice possible. So I'll sing it for you again. It goes, in old pot auger times. Let's all try that together. In old pot auger times. Now all you people in the shade, you can sing the harmony. And we can have the duck chorus on the hill over there singing the counterpart. Okay, in old pot auger times, I'll sing to you of the good old times when people were honest and true. Before their brains were rattled and crazed by everything strange and new. When every man was a working man and earned his livelihood. And the women were smart and industrious and lived for their family's good. In the days of Andrew Jackson and of old Granddaddy Grimes, when a man wasn't judged by the clothes that he wore, in old pot auger times. Oh, young girls never hug nor kiss their fellers whenever they came to court, or paddle around on roller skates, or pound the piano forte. They kept their men in a good arm's length and made them know their place, and they played upon washboards and kettles and brooms with amazing skill and grace. They didn't lay in bed till 11 a.m., but got up in the morning betimes, and they never eloped with the old man's coachman in old pot auger times. Oh, young men today loaf about the street and struggle with bad cigars. Stay out at late when they should be at home with their daddy and their Mars. They wear tight trousers, likewise tight boots, and guzzle lager beer. And when their daddy's put up at the tab, they find them pesky dear. When my old man was a farmer, boys, he had neither dollars nor dimes, but we worked from sun up till candlelight in old pot auger times. Oh, young men, we never raced with fast horses nor gambled with cards and dice. And we didn't hold church lotteries because it wasn't considered nice. But today they gamble and drink strong rum and lead hypocritical lives while their wives run away with each other's husbands and husbands with other men's wives. Folks didn't have delirium tremens nor perpetrate horrible crimes, for the cider was good and the rum was pure in old pot auger time. I was sitting down underneath a tree out back just fiddling around with my banjo, and I started fooling around with a little tune. And I started singing it, and one of the people from the Marietta Johnson School was back there, and she started singing along. She says, God, I haven't sung that song in a long time. Nobody ever sings it anymore. And I thought about it, and that's probably the most well-known song in America. It's got a really interesting history. It was written back in the early 1940s when, unless you wrote for a Tin Pan Alley publisher, chances are your songs never got around to a very wide range of people. So the fellow who wrote the song published it in the Daily Worker, which was the National Communist Party newspaper. And because it was published in that newspaper, regardless of the author's political leanings, people tried to get it banned. And they weren't very successful at it, and about 10 or 15 years later, there was a big move to make it the national anthem. And those same people would probably be pretty surprised to know that, I don't know, a school child or an adult who doesn't know this song. Sometimes when you think that you've sung all those old songs over and over again, it does your heart good to sing them again. As I was walking the ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley, singing, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. Well, I've roamed and I've rambled, I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts, while all around me a voice was sounding. It said, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, oh, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. A lot of verses have been written to this song over the years. Some are unprintable. Some are in different languages. People, singers that I know who've been around the world say people in Russia sing this song in Russian, and people in Mexico sing it in Mexicanese. All over the world, people writing verses. There's a little girl in Knoxville, Tennessee, who wrote a verse about it once. With all the grown-ups across these oceans, get together, combine their notion. With peace around us, we'd all be happy if this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land. California to the New York Island, the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. This is a verse I learned from my friend Hawk Littlejohn. This land is your land, but it was my land before we sold you Manhattan Island. You put our nation on a reservation. This land was stole by you from me. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. We've come a long way here, got a long way to go yet, got things to learn here, got seeds to sow yet. So many brothers and sisters, it seems we still don't know yet that this land was made for you and me. Let's sing it one more time now. This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, oh, this land. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John. Well, we have the lady who comes on next to thank for pointing out John to us. Let's give Betty Smith a great big hand, even before she comes on the stage. Betty is one of our loveliest singers who sings in the tradition and plays the psaltery. I had bragged that there were going to be about 4 or 5 psaltery players here this weekend. I don't know what happened to them all, Betty. But we're mighty glad that you brought your psaltery and that you're playing it so well. That handsome iron gray-haired gentleman is Betty's better half. He smiled.
Since you're singing so well, a lady just asked me to do a song that I usually do with a dulcimer, but I'm sure you'll help me do it with the guitar. This is a little song that I thought was just a little Scottish song that I learned from Gene Redpath singing. And I was working down Eastern North Carolina in some schools, and two little ladies told me that they'd always known this song, and that their folks came from Scotland a long time ago, two or three generations before, so I guess it's been floating around here alive too. But this is just about the easiest chorus you'll ever have, and all you have to do is sort of answer me back, okay? When I was the wee, wee tot, it took me from my wee, wee cot, put me on my wee, wee cot, to see if I would wee or not. Wee, 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 wee. Very good. They took me from my, when they saw that I would not, they took me from my wee, wee cot, put me in my wee, wee cot. There I wee, wee quite a lot. Wee, 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 wee. They took me from my wee, wee cot, smacked me on my wee, wee butt, which goes to show that you should not drink much when the weather is hot. Wee,